Bit of John Cougar Mellencamp to start us off this morning. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Morning to you, folks. Monday, 22nd of June, just 7.5 minutes past six. How are you?
How are you, Harsey?
What is the story with you?
Ah, yeah, not so bad.
Good to hear.
I destroyed myself this weekend. I had a big, huge pizza. They gave me a bellyache for 3 days.
Excellent.
I'm disgusted over it.
It's good to know you're human, buddy.
No, I didn't like it. I don't like it. I'm not doing the human.
You're not trying hard enough to be bad.
Poison.
You need to put a bit of effort into being bad.
Yeah, no.
It's like the first time you taste Guinness. Anybody who tells you the first time they taste Guinness that it was, God, that's delicious. Yeah. So it's an acquired taste. You have to keep at it.
Tasted about 100 times and I still think it's muck.
Anyway, welcome along, folks. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout for any reason, whatever's going on. Hopefully you enjoyed your weekend. If you were celebrating Father's Day, you were somehow spoiled or treated or whatever.
Let us know if you got something ridiculously wonderful done for you or by someone for you.
Yeah, or if there was a sort of an interesting, twist on it outside of your normal average Father's Day because of this whole set of circumstances. If somebody found an ingenious way, let us know.
Yes, indeed.
Trick of the trade kind of thing.
Like as we were going on about it on Friday saying, maybe...
Do you want to go camping in the back garden?
Will you stop? I tell you so, it was great to have the football back the weekend though.
I thought it was going to be great.
Well,
I watched that shambolic effort on.
What night
was it? Friday night.
Look, Manchester United, you shited. That's just what they did. No, that's what it is. But after that, at least it was great to have a whole weekend.
Lots of it, yeah.
Like six
I kind of dipped
games
in and out. I obviously watched the full thing on Friday, and then I dipped in and out of various bits and pieces.
I couldn't get away from it. It was brilliant.
Yeah, I was feeling a little bit on the low side until. Thankfully, you can always rely on the Gunners to cheer you up.
That's true. It's great, isn't it? It's great watching there. And it's great watching Liverpool not be able to win when they need to win as well. It was great.
It was a
wonderful L weekend of sport.
And of course, look, just to finish us off, some good news from Collie, your old mate Collie.
Ah, there he is.
Out there in the lifeboats. Morning, lads. Great to see the evenings getting shorter.
He's such a tosser, that lad. I tell you something, he loves this now. Misery Wisher, I used to call him.
He's on his countdown to Christmas, don't you?
Yeah, he's there now. 7 paydays to Christmas. That's what he's thinking. Love of the darkness.
Good man, Collie. Get stuck into him, lad. Backstreet Boys, Quit Playing Games. That's exactly what we're going to do, is play a game with PJ Gallagher called Celebrity Birthdays.
Yes, indeed.
Time for that again. Listen, by the way, if today does happen to be a good day and we start the week off with cake and you're in the shop buying cake, will you pick up some coffee? Because I used the last of it.
Jumping Jimmy McCabe. That's all right, yeah. Of course, yeah.
Right. As long as we're clear on that,
I have to go in and get a banana for later. So I'll collect some coffee up the banana run.
Excellent, top work. Right, here we go, and it's a good selection today. There's a lot of them, and I think they're goodies for you.
Very good. Yeah.
Starting with record Oscar nominated Meryl Streep.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
I'm gonna say something no one's gonna like.
Oh my God. What, is she another De Niro?
Everybody's
a De Niro and Pacino lately.
Come on, man. She's exactly that. She's the same all the time. Remember we were talking about Helen Mirren last week?
Yeah.
How she's brilliant. She wouldn't know what she's going to come out with. She could be anyone any of the time.
Right.
You get that with Brad Pitt and the whole lot. Meryl Streep, throw her in the De Niro bag. Same nonsense all the time.
Do you reckon?
Same nonsense all the time.
I mean, I'm not... I don't know if I've seen millions of Meryl Streep movies now, to be honest.
Oh, you have.
I'm trying to think of
you
any
have.
Of them.
It's just it all feels like the same one.
I do remember her playing Thatcher.
She played Thatcher.
I can't remember what that movie was called. Probably called Thatcher or something.
Margaret or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Maggie or something.
I'm trying to think, what's her really famous one?
Bridges of Madison County.
Is it?
And... See, they all blend into one because she's the same. She's doing the same thing. She's got one trick.
Well,
very good trick.
It is a good trick. 15 times she's been Oscar nominated.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
I wish somebody would just give you a movie critics show. I just love to see you doing.
I love to do it.
When everybody's giving, it's an epic. It's a movie of our time. I mean, if I could give it 11 out of 10, I would.
Yeah.
PJ, what do you think?
No, it's the same.
I thought it was rubbish.
It's the same. It's the same. They're all doing the same thing they always do.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen it before.
Yeah.
I'd give it a 2.
Oh, yeah, it's the same. It's just the last one, but reversed.
Brilliant.
I'd say, yeah, I don't know. Well, she's not young anymore,
no.
That's for sure.
No.
But like, well, hold on, though. She's not, I don't think she's quite in her 70s yet.
She is in her 70s.
Oh, is she? Yeah, oh, yeah. Jeepers.
So I'll help you along there, just, right. Just because we need coffee and cake.
Right, well, in the front door then. 71, I'd say.
Yes, indeed.
Ah, there you go, right.
71. Right, next one, somebody we chat a lot about on this show.
Yeah, let's do this.
Thoroughly enjoyed the time that we saw him live, the one and only Jimmy Somerville.
Oh, I love Jimmy Somerville. Yeah.
Now, absolutely.
There's a fella that does the same thing all the time, but it's brilliant. Brilliant.
Well, yeah. I mean, in fairness, like, all he's got to work with it is his voice.
Falsetto.
You're right, though, yeah.
Love his carry-on.
Communards, Bronski Beat.
Yeah.
Solo.
I'd love to see. I'm jealous you got to see him live.
Very good.
I'm jealous you got to see him
it's
live.
It's the only thing I'm kind of disappointed about, because, you know, the way, to be fair to us, right, I think we're both on record as saying that we're not your archetypal festival goers.
Oh, no, we're the anti-crack. Yeah.
Like, we do like our creature comforts.
Definitely.
The whole sort of, you know, tents and wipes and stuff is not really for us.
No,
I have to confess, one of the sad parts about this whole business going on was not getting to see him live at Forever Young.
This year.
Yeah, again.
Definitely. I was looking forward to it because you literally haven't shut up about how good he was. Yeah.
Stole the show.
Deadly. I got to say, Jimmy Somerville, it's hard to know with him because he looks like, you know, like he looks 13.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
He's in his 50s and he looks 13.
Yeah.
You'd be going up to him if you saw him on the bus. Is your mummy or daddy around? Are you all right?
Yeah, are you travelling alone? Yeah. Do you need a companion?
Yeah, did they put you on this plane on your own? They did. You know, a bit like that.
Exactly.
I'm going to say he's 57.
Not bad, 59.
Ah,
not bad at all.
Right.
Right, this one's a weird one, right? But I still, for you, because I know you're a big fan just like I am. Dan Brown.
I love Dan Brown.
Yeah.
I love Dan Brown.
Read all of his books.
Yeah. I love him.
Most famous, of course, being The Da Vinci Code. Ironically, not the best, but, you know, not the best of the books.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, in fairness, his latest one is brilliant.
That was very good. I love Angels and Demons. I think that was a great book.
I love that book. And you know what I love about Dan Brown is people get mad. They get upset about it. They're like, it's such nonsense. I mean, there's literally no truth in it. It says fiction on the cover. It says fiction. It's on the cover.
It's not an autobiography.
It doesn't even make sense. Like, I mean, the Knights Templar weren't... he's making it out that they run the...
It's on the cover. Fiction. Fiction.
I know, yeah.
The Freemasons are just a bunch of men that hang around.
It's fiction on the cover. It says it's made up. He's not even pretending it's real.
Because, he got a lot of stick, didn't he?
Yeah, because it wasn't real. Who writes
the Famous Five? You'd never do it. Famous Five, as if children could ever be so smart.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and I mean, realistically, how old was Timmy the dog when he took part in all of that?
I mean, that dog would be about 33. So stupid.
It's fiction. Fiction is on the cover. Get over yourself.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, I know.
Now, the only thing about it is you will have seen him because you got a lot of interviews around the Da Vinci Code stuff and all that, so you can kind of speculate how old he is, can't you?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I guess. Well, I got to say yes now. I get it wrong by about 40 years. I'd say he's about 58.
Not bad. You see, 56.
Oh, okay.
That was a decent effort. Right, now we're going to get stuck in. Remember, you've won in the bag. And you've good ones to finish, right? Starting with none other than the bionic woman.
Oh!
Lindsay Wagner.
Loved her. I absolutely loved the bionic. She was the...
Yeah, exactly.
Every time she did something super, you heard that noise.
Yeah. What were her ones again, right? So
with the bionic dog. She had a bionic dog.
She had the bionic dog.
Do you remember that? And even
that's
the,
it.
And you'd see the dog sees, and the dog saw in black and white. Do you remember that? And the dog had seen in black and white.
Because... $6 Million Man had an arm, two legs, and an eye.
Yeah.
What did she have again?
I can't remember. A head or something, was it?
She definitely had an arm, at least one arm that was bionic. Because wasn't she a tennis player?
That's right, because in the credits, she crushes a tennis ball with her hands.
And all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. And the dog was hilarious. And the dog saw everything black and white except for the tennis balls were green. Remember that? That was brilliant. I gotta say, she's about... Oh, she's in her 70s as well. 74.
71.
Ah, fart.
Her and Meryl Streep at the same age.
Wow.
Lindsay Wagner used to
be. Great.
Have a lovely head.
Hello there. Can I have a closer look at your fake head?
Right, okay, come on, we're still in with a shout here. Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper.
Girls legend. Famously just want to have fun.
Legendary. And True yeah. Colours and all. People yeah. forget about what a good
song. She was
song
kind of like
is.
An early Lady Gaga, wasn't she? She was a bit mad.
She was, yeah.
She was
kind
in mad clothes
yeah.
and all that stuff.
She kind of broke them all a bit. She was deadly. And she still is deadly. She's still yeah. knocking around doing her thing. Like.
Yeah. Is she?
Yeah, she's still banging. Still gigging and everything, yeah.
Oh, fair play.
So she is. And still looks deadly, so she does. So all, still like has... Mad to hair. Her true colours, if you know yeah, what I mean. Yeah, has yeah, that yeah. still in her hair and all. I'd say she's about 68.
Oh, that was a close one.
Fart.
Oh, I'll tell you something. We need to get footballing sound effects, crowd sound effects.
Oh.
So you get one of those when it skins the bar that goes, oh!
Like the Premier League.
We'll exactly. have, our, yeah, we'll have yeah. to ring Sky and ask him we borrow them. 67, you're only one off.
Fart off.
Right, okay, hang in there. Come on. Chris Christopherson.
I love him.
Do you?
I love him.
Really?
Yeah, I do, man. I do. I love him. He's the coolest man. He was Convoy and all, wasn't he?
Yeah.
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 We're breaking the gate
in
the air.
A bear in the air.
Oh, yeah.
We got 11 smoked out sons of Jesus in a little old pickup truck. We got a big old convoy rolling yeah. to the night.
Actually, now that you mention it, yeah.
Oh, he's the coolest man.
And of course... apart with Barbra Streisand in The Star Is Born.
Oh, no, that's right.
Which everybody keeps reminding me, not the original Star Is Born.
Yeah, yeah, but the whatever one.
Just the one I remember from a kid.
Ah, he,
not that
man.
I ever saw it. I remember we used to have an LP.
The LP,
an
yeah.
LP.
Jeez, I haven't even heard those two letters put together.
I know, yeah. With Chris Christopherson and Barbra Streisand on the front of it in the house.
He was the coolest
along
man.
Along with one of my sisters.
Coolest man in the world.
Yeah. Good looking dude in his day.
Good looking dude.
Yeah.
Near fancy than myself. You know, he had like a beard. Like he looked a bit like Magic Mike, actually. Except with, you know... Except imagine
throwing bouquets, Magic Mike's way there.
Although imagine Magic Mike
himself.
Came in one morning and we're like, "All right, Mike, what's the crack?
How's it going?"
Yeah, yeah.
Like, "Are you all right?"
Yeah. What a weekend.
It was quite a ride from Lucan Town on the way to hell.
On the way to hell. That's classic hits.
Yeah, I know. Like, Mikey, all right.
Yeah. I had some mixed up IPAs, breaking a gate. Oh.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
I
was chased by the police when I left the spa. Yeah. He even had a bear in the air.
The COVID
Calm
checkpoint,
down,
was it? Yeah.
Right, how old is he? Not a young man now, Chris Christopherson.
No, no. I'd say he's about 83.
Oh, my God! 84!
Ah, stop it,
another
man.
Skinner. God
stop
almighty,
it.
We could have had it.
Because
there's
outrageous.
One last one, and one last one is, in fact, if we'd have gotten... either Cyndi Lauper or Chris Christopherson, you'd have nailed it, because this is a significant birthday for Esther Ranson.
Oh, Esther Ranson.
That's life.
Oh, what a great show that was. I used to love that
Brilliant.
Show. Stopping the Brits on the streets and making them just try random brandies and all. Do you remember? That was great, man.
Yeah.
It was a great
that was mad.
Program.
One minute you'd have like somebody literally trying to get their money back because they'd been scammed by a builder or
yeah.
a car bloke or
got
something.
Got real sick off some product, toxic product.
Yeah, and be real serious. And then you'd have your man reading out weird letters
yeah.
in a smoking jacket.
And a dog saying sausages. Do you remember it?
Thanks, you, Tara. Cyril used to sit and read out the letters.
That was him, Cyril.
In a smoking jacket with a real look about him.
Yeah.
In a leather armchair.
Yeah.
So bothered in Suffolk says.
It was amazing.
That was the most bizarre programme, but great.
And then all the animated cartoons at the end about all the stories you just seen. Do you remember that as the credits rolled?
God,
as
no,
the
that's
credits rolled, you used to have, they had animated...
Are you serious?
Yeah, the caricatures of all the things
oh,
that were in the
right,
room.
Oh, right, okay.
Brilliant
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say Esther Ranson's 90.
80.
Oh, for fart's sake, is she jizzed? She's not well.
And now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, weekdays from 6 a.m, reminding you to stay safe and hold firm. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you kindly, Tara. 6:33, how are you?
Good morning.
What is your story? How was your weekend?
Ah, sure, it was grand. It was a quiet enough one, but it was nice all the same.
Did you get anything nice for Father's Day?
No, why would I?
I just wondered if
Well, actually, been. Sorry, that's not that nice. That is kind of, I did actually, sort of. The kids went out with their father for a couple of hours.
Oh, hey!
I got a little bit of peace.
Free time.
And a little snooze.
That's
so
good.
There you go.
That's
you
not
see,
bad.
Everyone's a winner.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Was there nothing exciting for anybody? No, nobody did anything of exceptional proportions
no,
over the weekend?
Not really. It was just one of those. It's sort of, you know, there's a sense that things are kind of nearly back to normal.
I know, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah.
You know, it is terrible.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily a fan, I have to confess.
No, me neither. No, me neither. Not at all. And, you know,
I'm dreading next Monday, to be honest with you.
Too many people are... Next Monday? Oh, yeah, I have plans.
I knew you'd have plans.
She has plans.
Yeah. You have your tables booked in about eight different places, have you?
I have a massage table booked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's very agenda. Good. So immediately after work next Monday, I'm heading to see my regular lady who soothes my aching limbs.
And of course, next Monday then as well, apart from the pub carry-on, is it the hairdresser thing?
Hairdressers as well, yeah. Hairdressers as well.
Oh my God, can you imagine? Yeah.
So that's another booking that's made. And then a table for dinner in my local hostelry. So I can't wait for next Monday.
Brilliant. Oh, I told you she tables booked all over the place.
Everywhere. She's lying on them.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's just a question of which ones she ends up lying on. Yeah. Mary J. Blige, Family Affair here at Classic Hits. Almost, 18 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Lionel Richie's All Night Long just ahead of that. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on this Monday, 22nd of June, 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout. Somebody was on, PJ, saying when we were talking about Kris Kristofferson and Convoy and all that, they were saying, no, C.W. McCall. But that's the song.
That's the song, but he was in the movie. Yeah, exactly. He's the leading man in the movie.
Yeah, that's what we meant by it. Yeah. He's in the movie. He's the star of the movie.
Yeah, he's the lad that has the guitar in the movie and all. He's the guy that has that ridiculous line, the most corny line ever. Why are they all following you?
They ain't following me. I'm just at the front.
So stupid. I love that movie so much.
Right, I think we have to do this. Arizona, noon on the 7th of June, when they highballed over the pass. Old Dog Mac with a can on back and a Jaguar hauling ass. He's 10 on the floor, stroking bores, seat cover starting to gain. Now, Beaver, you trucking with a rubber duck, and I'm about to pull a plug on your drain. Unbelievable.
It's just glorious, isn't it?
It's brilliant. I love it. I want to see the movie again now.
Same here. I watched it on my holidays a few years ago, and I was there.
Where would you get that now?
That movie?
Yeah.
I was in Thailand, and you know the dodgy...
You get everything in Thailand.
Yeah, you know the way you have the dodgy CDs or DVD shops, right?
Yeah.
And I bought that, and I was sitting there at the restaurant bar thing, watching it, you know, having a beer. And one of the lads working in the restaurant goes, can I have that when you're finished with it? I said, yes, you can. Yes, you can. So there you go. It's class.
This is brilliant. 1,000 kettles was mashing the metal and bears was walking the grass. I love it so much. I'd sit here watching this now all day.
Oh, it's brilliant.
In fact, you know, if you want to occupy yourselves...
I think we're going to
for the next little while.
The problem is it's a 3-hour movie, so it's going to take us to the end.
No, but seriously, if I wanted to see that movie now, how would I even begin to go about getting it? I'd have to find a download somewhere, would I?
You'd have to find a download. I don't know the legal route to accessing that movie, I'll be honest with
you. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're not going to suddenly find that on Netflix
or demand. Unless there was this week on Netflix, it's Elf Lamont or something like that. I don't think...
Elf Lamont. Why don't they have that? They do everything else. Sky Disney. Sky Superhero. Why can't they have Sky Elfla?
Sky Elfla would be the best channel ever, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And there's only three movies on it. That's the Bridge Over River Kwai.
Yeah.
And the Quiet Man.
There'd be that. There'd have to be a war movie. And there'd have to be a cowboy, as my dad used to say. Never a Western. Is there not a good cowboy on?
A John Wayne or a cowboy. It's not like that. Yeah, you're dead right. You're dead right. That's the bad. We want that. Sky Elfla.
Sky Elfla. Like, that's got to be the new thing. Anyway, so I'm going to end up. I'm going to go searching for that now. And if I can't find it, I'm just going to keep watching the music video over and over again.
Yeah.
I'm just going to watch that bit.
You are the
4 minutes.
Just watch it. Yeah, do. And then we'll get into the character. And then everyone will be like, you're literally going to be the Kris Kristofferson of classic hits. They'll be like, why is PJ listening to you? He's not listening to me. I'm just controlling the show.
I just happen to be at the front.
That's it, yeah.
Somebody saying Own the Scaffolder maintains there's an app called BTV that should have it.
An app, but you see, that's you're missing the whole elf of the thing there. We wouldn't know how to get that off the television.
What are you talking about, your laps?
How do you download that on the television?
Somebody's saying, guys, you could probably rent it on YouTube. And actually, Bill in Limerick has been on as well. Say, well, Jim, you can get the full movie on YouTube. Right, I'll have to do that. Because I've got, I have one of those. I have one of, well, I tell you, PJ.
Yeah.
I have one of those smart tellies.
Oh, have you? Have you got a YouTube in it?
I have a YouTube in the telly.
In the telly.
I could do it on that.
I'll have to get on a tube. Where'd you get them tubes?
I don't know. It was in it when I got it.
For God's
Somebody
sake.
Else obviously put it into it.
I suppose you have to get a plumber in for that.
And somebody, Trucker Brian, of course you do, Trucker Brian, has a DVD of it.
Brilliant.
Every trucker, I assume that's a bit like a taxi driver doing the knowledge.
Yeah.
Before you become a truck driver, it's like you get a test on the movie Convoy.
If you
have to know every line and every sequence of events.
Yeah, I heard that if you take the tax disc out of a truck and put it into a DVD player, it plays that movie.
Yeah, Tina Turner, the best. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Monday, 22nd of June. It is a double money Monday on the hit bit. That's on the way in about 40 minutes time or thereabouts. And it is worth a lot of cash. We're just under 2.5 grand, I think. Are we? What are we asking? Are we at 2.3 or 2.4 or what is it?
I still don't know. I know that's terrible. I know that's terrible.
You have one job,
well,
man.
Know.
You've got one
I
job.
I know it's over 2,000. Well, no, I have plenty of jobs. I'm in the middle of a different one at this moment. At the current moment, you know what I mean,
right?
But
well,
it's
well.
Over to it's a lot of money,
right?
God, you're very specific this morning. Look at you with your sums and calculator and all.
I just thought maybe you might have worked it out, you know, since the last time I spoke to you.
No, I'm in the middle. I'm very busy. I'm very busy altogether.
Very busy. Anyway,
so
trust me.
I'm too busy to be doing my job this morning. Get out of it.
It's a lot of money today. It's well worth having a go at classichits.ie if you want to check it out. All the previous guests, have another listen to it, all that sort of stuff. And then let Magic Mike know if you want to play. Standing by the WhatsApp machine, 087-188-0008. Wait for it. Yes, indeed. Have you seen the re-showing, supposedly the best Big Brother bits? Davina McCall and...
Yeah.
What's his name? The other lad.
I don't know.
Rylan,
oh,
is that his name?
Yeah.
And they're going over all the kind of like supposed best bits or best episodes over the years of Big Brother.
Oh, right, yeah, I know. As if Big Brother, to be honest, feels to me now that it's had its day, right?
Yeah.
And then when I was reading here this morning, right, that they're in talks with Davina McCall to host yet another Celebrity Big Brother, right? So that's, I'm like, really? Now?
Yeah.
After all of us have literally been participants in the pandemic of a Big Brother episode.
Yeah.
We've all been locked in our houses. We've all done it. We've all been isolated. We've all been away from our families. Do we really care about a bunch of bleeding celebrities living
same? I mean, at least with the celebrity one, at least I suppose there is just the celebrity version of it. You know what I mean? If you're seen a little bit behind the normal celebrity... Although, to be honest with you, celebrities are so blooming. I don't know.
They're
so ordinary now.
They're so ordinary. It's literally just watching people do what we're doing ourselves.
Yeah.
Like on Monday.
I mean, how accurate was the great Billy Connolly with the, it's people sitting in a house, watching people sitting in a house.
But sure, isn't this it? Whereas we used to watch Big Brother, right?
Yeah.
You watch Big Brother and you're thinking, oh my God, imagine what that'd be like. You couldn't go out. There's nowhere, there's nothing to do. Right, this is what we used to look at us. You had to talk to the people in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, jeepers, it must be awful. Now we'd be looking at them and be going, do a home workout, bake some bread. There's like, what are you doing sitting around?
Yeah, you'd be critiquing them, their performance in terms of...
I'll tell you
something. I mean, he had more than enough time there to do scones.
Yeah, I mean, see, I think at this stage they'd clean the house, they'd get the Hoover out. You'd be like, there's so much, you'd be just criticising.
Could they not paint the walls or something?
Yeah, jeepers, I mean, seriously, there's so much to be asked. Look at the dust in the corner there. And you'd be there going like, why not have a game of charades or something? Although those families now, I can never understand those families. No, them
families who play charades.
Come together and play games and all. You know them families.
Families who like each other, like.
Yeah, you know the way you'd be, you ever do that? Like you call up, you'd be going out with someone or something, you call up to their house for Christmas and, oh, let's have a game of charades. What are you talking about?
How old are we, 12? What's going on
here?
Do we
not just watch TV and ignore each other? And get slowly into some sort of haze.
Charades, what's that? Is that a new app, isn't there?
And they're all like, two words, come on, Dad. Jaws, that's one word. You know, you try to do everything you can to be uninvolved.
And nobody ever fully knows the opening stuff when you have to tell them it's a book or a movie or whatever.
Yeah, everyone's
nobody said, fully knows what signal you're supposed to use.
Sounds like.
They're going, ear, no, sounds like. You're not allowed to speak.
Yeah,
and then get into all of that.
Pull in your ear. Pull in your ear. Scratch your ear.
What? Sounds like.
Yeah, sounds like an ear. Sounds like the side of your head. Something itchy. I know, yeah, but I don't know. I just don't think. I say Big Brother now, and the fact that they're looking to pay Davina McCall huge money. They said they're in talks about huge money.
Wow.
To make her come back.
So Davina's going to say yes?
Yeah, of course she will, yeah. And do one more round.
I mean, she had the best job of them all.
I know.
She just, I mean, you know, that's what you want. If you're going to be associated with Big Brother, you want to present it. You don't even have to be in the house.
This is the thing. And in fairness, she's not going to get anything out of them. You don't get out of everybody. Like, every interview she does will be just like every conversation we have. It's like, how are you getting on?
Yeah.
Ash or Grant?
Yeah.
How was it? It was all right. You know yourself. It was a bit bored there for a while. Yeah. You know, that's it. We've all lived it ourselves.
It would be weird, actually, yeah. I suppose a Big Brother after what we've been through. Yeah, it would be strange.
No, well, I suppose it'd be nice if they had super celebrities having to live in lockdown like we do.
Yeah.
So, you know, those celebrities, it'd be great if they got those ones on.
Like,
you know,
proper full A-lister jobs.
Yeah, they know these ones who are the Mark Wahlbergs and all, who were going, we're all in the same boat, so let's pull together. And he had like 25 live-in servants and a full gym and a tent. Like, you know.
Actually, to be fair, Mark Wahlberg would be a great Big Brother. I mean, that'd be great to be actually able to put his supposed routine to the test.
Completely.
They'd actually be able to show 24/7 because apparently by his kind of thing, he doesn't sleep for more than an hour and a half.
So you need to put him in.
Up at 3:30, full workout.
See, that's the way you get someone like him.
Out.
You get someone like him and you put him living in with Shane McGowan and you see what happens.
Yeah. That's what you want. You want proper flint.
People sparking
off each other.
That'd be good crack. Shane McGowan, Mark Wahlberg, Bono.
Actually, who would be your ultimate Big Brother, celebrity Big Brother contestant? Who would you most like to see in it?
See, I like animals. How was that horse that won the Gold Cup? Get him in.
That would be amazing. Day two. And I'm trying to think of a horse name now, famous horse name anymore.
Shergar. Imagine he came out. That'd be a big...
Well, that'd be a... Shergar's been in the Big Brother house for 25 years.
He's a 52-year-old horse.
Actually, let us know. 087-188-0008. Is there... who'd be the ultimate Big Brother celebrity? Who would I put in? God, it's a tough choice.
Too hard to even think of one.
Yeah, Blur, Country House here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 18 minutes past 7 o'clock. A couple of quick happy birthdays. Wayne Fahey is 40 today. Anthony Pickford in Limerick let us know that it's the big 4-0 for Wayne. So, Wayne, happy birthday to you, Wayne Fahey. And also, somebody wants us to give a shout out. Let me just see if I can find this now to their missus. No, it's actually not. It's the other way around. It's Mary wants to wish Northside Tony a happy birthday. Apparently, the good old Northside Tony, long-time listener to the show, he's finally become a man.
Oh,
he's arrived on the fifth floor.
Oh, happy very birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you, Tony.
Oh, happy birthday.
Finally, you've entered manhood.
Look at him. Big
Brilliant.
Head in them and all now.
Brilliant.
That's it, yeah.
Brilliant.
Halfway
right.
there.
On the subject of a good celebrity Big Brother contestants, right? Damo had... I think it was Damo who had a good shout. Somebody said if he was still alive, right, would be the late, great Oliver Reed would have made an amazing Big Brother contestant.
He would, yeah.
That would have been...
a total and utter car crash.
That's what I'm saying.
Now. That's
but that just... Yeah, Oliver Reed and the likes of, say, Richard Harris...
That's a different show, though, isn't it? That's just like...
That would be amazing.
That's a different show. Putting the world's most legendary mad
Hellraisers.
And Hellraisers into a house and just watching what happens would be... that's asking for trouble, actually. Yeah, that would be seen these days as being dangerous behaviour, you know?
What about a political... Somebody's texted in for a political version. Kim Jong-un and Trump in the Big Brother.
Love to see that. Wouldn't you love to see that?
Dee has been on. To say, lads, I'd like Jennifer Aniston and Halle Berry. It'd keep the men away from the pub and football. Jennifer Aniston and Halle Berry in the Big Brother house.
In the Big Brother house. Imagine the budget to get those two into a Big Brother house.
Incredible.
Would a billion do it? Would that get them in?
I have no idea.
When you're thinking of the biggest A-listers ever, there's no money in the world that could get the real big names in.
The other demo's been on. Ross Kemp, he reckons it'd be a good shout for
the old Big
Brother house.
Scaring the life out of everyone.
And actually, there's a good one. Somebody says, love to see Roy Keane in with somebody like Russell Brand. You see, now that's what you want.
Love
right? Anybody
so
who
much.
Saw Roy Keane's rant on Friday night...
yeah,
would know exactly what we're talking about. You want him in there with somebody who absolutely he thinks is a complete numpty.
Mad. Someone that'll drive him completely mad. Yeah. Yeah. Imagine him looking at Russell Brand. You see, what happens is the psychedelic situation that brings you into this mega mind of consciousness. He'll be there. You want to shut your mouth, yeah? Do you want to shut your face?
Do you ever stop talking?
Yeah, you're just going to keep yapping. You're going to shut your trap, or am I going to have to do it for you? The stadium, man. Cut your hair. Cut your hair.
Take That and Pray. Here are Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. It is Double Money Monday on the Hitbit. €2,400 if you fancy playing. And you can win us Magic Mike standing by the WhatsApp machine. Don't give us your guess. That's vitally important. You can't win it on WhatsApp, but you can get into play. So 087-188-0008. Let us know if you want to play. Magic Mike could give you a bell back and have you on to have your guess. What is that loud noise coming from your ears, PJ?
I don't know. I don't know.
Turn your headphones down a bit.
But then I can't hear anything. People don't understand how deaf I am. It's right. Unbelievable. Like.
It's a shocker.
I know. It's like talking.
It's a shocker.
I know it's a shocker. What are you on about shotters? I don't even know what an otter is.
Wow.
I know it's mad. Yeah, I'm fierce deaf. I'm gone really, really bad. I was only talking to a friend of mine yesterday about it. You know, I went in to do a hearing test, right? A long time ago. Did I tell you about that? It's a few years back now.
It's just that scenario suddenly now of you kind of going in and them saying, take a seat. What?
No, it was a bit like that. I mean, the reason, right, I was with Elaine at the time, right? And she was saying, she was so sick of saying the same thing over and over again. She goes, get a bloody hearing test. So I went into the hearing test. And they give you this, it's like a pen, right?
Yeah.
And you put, with a button on the top of it. And they play sounds. And when you hear the sound start, you press the button.
Right.
And then when it stops, you let the button go.
Yeah, okay.
So I did it at me right here.
Because they do a similar version with eye tests as well, where they're like for peripheral vision, if you see a dot and all that sort of stuff, you press. Yeah, yeah,
all right, well, it's like that.
Yeah.
Right? So I did it on the right here. And he goes, just give us a chance there. We're going to set up on the left here. I went, no problem. So I was waiting. I was there, jeez, taking them ages.
And it was going on all the time.
I was taking them ages. I was like, what? I mean, it literally took them 5 seconds to set up the right. And he comes in and goes, that's grand, that's done. I said, what? What do you mean?
And you
done?
Hadn't pressed the button once.
Yeah, I was there, I never pressed it. And he goes, oh, we're aware of that, yeah. We're aware of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was there, but you know the way you insist. But your earphone on the left must be broken. You start all this, carry on. And then he showed me the results and he goes, yeah, you've very bad tinnitus in your right ear. And you're practically stone deaf in the left.
Oh my god!
But then I found out, you know, I bought these things, you know, the Apple AirPods. Do you know them?
Yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. They're very expensive.
I know.
They're fortunes.
I know. And they were very good until the dog ate them last week. They were brilliant, right?
Right, yeah.
But you know what?
Are you waiting for them to be returned?
No, whatever. I'll show you a picture. I'll send Mike a picture. You can put it on Facebook.
Oh, what?
No, they didn't come out. It's hot. Right. He ate them and spat them out.
Oh, thank God for that.
He used them as a chew.
I thought you were literally going to send a picture of your dog poo.
No, jeez.
See if you can spot the AirPods in this.
I'm disgusting, but I'm not that disgusting. But did you know? And here's the thing. You can use them as what are they called?
Hearing aids.
Hearing aids. You can use them as hearing aids.
I said hearing aids.
I know, yes. I understand what you said, blearing, whatever. Yeah. I know that. But it's gas. So sometimes I'm walking around chatting to people, or I meet people, I'm chatting to them in shops, I use them, right?
Yeah.
And people will be there going, oh, he's very rude, listening to music. No, I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you. Yeah.
So you genuinely can, how do you set them up for that? As hearing aids, I mean.
Oh, you do. There's a tubby tatchy thing. You know, you
there's a tubby tatchy thing.
You press the, there's a button, there's a, you do it with your phone.
A tubby tatchy
thing. I'd have to talk you through. You're asking me to talk you through. You go into settings, you do it.
Right, okay. No, that's it. That is good. Because, I mean, yeah, they should have something about them because they are very expensive.
Very
I remember
expensive.
Looking those things up and I thought, what? The
they're
what?
Very expensive, yeah.
Oh my God.
And when you come home and your dog has ate them.
That's worth more than my car.
When your dog eats a man, you're hard.
Yeah,
that's hard like a drop like a stone. In fact,
even you, great dog lover as you are, had a moment of, do I really need this dog?
Yeah. There was a moment of, you know what I mean? She did. Yeah, there was a moment where I was thinking, I wonder, is there anything in this eating dogs? Because I haven't been to the butcher's.
Because he's eating my AirPods, and I feel I should retaliate.
I feel like there should be some retaliation. I was saying, you little absolute mongrel of a thing.
The old dodgy hearing ever gotten you into... I say, has the old dodgy hearing ever gotten you into trouble?
I'm not podgy. Mind your business, you. Swear to God.
Turn up my headphones.
Oh my god. Oh jeepers. That was a squealer.
Now
that
they're
was
up nice and loud.
Yeah.
No, it's the only thing is, you know, when I'm using headphones, there's not much point in me using both of them. But if you only have one in, they don't work. Because
right.
My left ear is practically stone deaf. But you have to have the two in or they don't work. It's annoying.
Wonder could we set up your AirPods to work in here?
I remember coming in here and Jim was telling me, I'm very deaf. Jeez, my headphones are fierce loud.
Yeah, because people tell me my headphones are loud.
And then he put on mine and went, what the hell is wrong with you?
Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit is what? Who knows this morning?
€2,400.
If you say so, Jim. If you say
it
so.
It came literally from the horse that is Magic Mike.
Yeah, well, there you go. Then it's definitely true. Because we all know Magic Mike is a bit of a pony. So there you go. €2,400 it is this morning. And here's what it sounds like. And it's going to be Ellen that plays first. Hiya, Ellen.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great, Ellen. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
How was your weekend? Had you anybody to celebrate Father's Day with or anything going on?
I did, yeah. No, we had a nice Father's Day and just drinking other than that, really.
Lovely.
Yeah, good stuff. So a nice day then.
Lovely day.
Yeah, good stuff. Because you can take him out properly now next week for the old €9 meal.
Yeah. Get him his old crisp sandwich. Get it into him.
Yeah, watch him. If he's a proper dad, he'll be complaining. Look at the state.
Yeah. I mean, that bread's not even buttered properly.
I'm glad you're paying for this.
It's something disgraceful.
Right, so Ellen, we'd love to give you some sort of money. We don't know what it is this morning. So we're
Ellen, it's €2,400.
Well,
okay.
I don't know, Ellen.
Lovely.
Pay no attention to that man.
Well, what do you think it is?
Is it No Doubt, Don't Speak?
Don't speak. Right. Who knows? Right, okay. Speak, Magic no. Mike.
How did you come to that conclusion, Ellen?
Ellen. Is that an actual question?
Yeah, just run it.
See that now, to be fair to Ellen, she thought this was part of your pun build-up.
Yeah, it is.
And she was
kind of like,
I don't want to ruin his punchline now. Do I have to speak?
Yeah.
Ellen, just play along with the little circus here, will you? How did you come to that conclusion?
No.
Jesus.
This is dying.
Ellen.
Yes.
How did you come to the conclusion?
I've no idea.
Don't speak.
Oh,
I know just what you're saying. Please stop explaining.
Oh god.
Ellen,
on every level, I'm sorry this morning.
Okay. Oh my god.
Take care.
Thank you.
That was tough.
See you later, Ellen.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, bye.
Give your dad a ring and ask him if he's alright.
Just check in on him there. Cheers, Ellen. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
And I wouldn't mind, that was an extensive pun.
I know.
He gave us about 3 or 4 lines from the song there.
You talk about overthinking the situation. Right, so Anne is waiting and probably terrified. How are you, Anne?
Hi, how are you?
Not so bad, Anne. How was your weekend?
Yeah, good. Not bad at all. Second bit.
Yeah. Did you get up to anything in particular?
No, just a bit of DIY around the house.
Oh, right. Yeah, good stuff. Right, well, let's try and recuperate some of the funds. What do you think, Anne? What do you think we have?
The Invisible Man by Queen.
Oh, Queen, The Invisible Man. Right,
okay,
think,
Michael.
Now, I tell you, Anne, I know you can't see me, but I am actually devastated for you. It's wrong, sorry.
Thanks anyway.
Cheers, Anne.
CJ, have a good one. Because I'm invisible to her.
I still don't get it. He's explained it twice. I still can't get over the other one.
Yeah. The other one wouldn't have been bad if we'd have gotten there a little bit sooner, maybe.
I know. Sometimes I'm glad I'm deaf. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes it's like,
yeah, there are some things better off not heard. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, unfortunately I managed to hear every bit of them. I need to turn these headphones down.
Right, Niall Boylan will give you another chance to win the cash. Double Money Monday on the Hit Bit, about 12:45 with Niall Boylan today. Yeah, Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, December 1963. Here are Classic Hits, 8:08, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Breakfast table quiz on the way if you want to get involved. Nothing to beat on a Monday, of course, and we're back with some cracking prizes. Of course, the hotel's open again and we're on board with So Hotels this week. So if you want to get involved, let Magic Mike know you fancy playing. 087-188-0008. And speaking of getting out and about, check it out. Look at that.
That's brilliant.
Look at that music.
Woo. The Teddy Bears Picnic.
If you go down to the woods today.
I actually thought that was... That was me. You sang it so perfect.
Yeah. That's it. I'm available, you know. I'm available for bookings.
He's doing children's parties now.
Yeah, I mean, or any sort of, you know... well, anything really that'll pay money, to be perfectly honest with you. Actually, to be honest with you, I better take that back. In this world, saying you'll do anything for money is not a good idea.
I will. I'll do a few quid in it. So there you go as well. Now, this is the picnic music is being played because a survey has been done. And I have to say, it's time we put an end to the adventurous types like Magic Mike.
Right. I'm What's sorry, he done not, now?
You just know it's his type that have done this. The humble elf going and having a picnic on the beach. And what do you have on your picnic on the beach?
Sandwiches.
Yeah, sand. You have a sand sandwich.
That's exactly. That's why it's called a sandwich.
Yeah, ham and sand. That's what you have if you're on the beach. Or an little bit of, you know, dirt and flies.
Well, you wouldn't have ham because it'd be you don't like it.
I hate it.
You think it's sweaty.
I do. Anything that sweats after it's gone. I just can't deal with ham.
Right,
ham
so you'd have a cheese sandwich, would you?
Or a cheese sandwich.
Cheese and sand.
A little cheese and sand sandwich, that's what you're supposed to have. But a study of 2,000 adults, right, shows that things have changed. The humble old picnic has evolved over the last 100 years, that's for sure, anyway. And now we've gone from traditional, as they write it, here's how they write it, from traditional cuts of meat and candied fruits. You know this is written by an English
candied
person.
Fruits?
Yeah. No longer are crisp sandwiches even allowed. It's quinoa and tapas-style foods like olives and chutneys and flatbreads and sushi and falafel and chickpeas. And what sort of picnic is that?
Oh, my God.
You absolute Philistines. Going out... look at
that
me.
That sounds like a hell of a lot of work.
It does,
you have to bring all those little containers with all of those things in it.
Well, I suppose they make up a thing, don't they? They make up a thing. Mike can tell you better than anyone. You know, I suppose you crush your avocado or you bring your sushi packet or your chickpea bowl of... or your quinoa noodles or whatever.
Mike, have you been on one of these new wave picnics?
Well, having two young children, we do go on the odd picnic every now and then. And yes, we bring some, as you would call it, hipster food, as we call it, food.
Right. So you're know, like, are you there shouting, Tristan, Tristan, do you want hummus on your...
If I had a child called Tristan, I'd definitely say that. But no, I do. We bring hummus. We bring blue cheese. We bring all the good stuff, yeah.
All the good stuff. What else was on your... Is there any quinoa there?
But No, I'm not a fan of quinoa.
Right, I don't.
But a lovely coffee as well. A lovely... No flasky or sugary tea or anything. Beautiful percolated coffee as well.
Mike has a barista with him when he goes on a picnic.
Your man there embraces.
Tony, two cappuccinos and a flat white, please.
But that's the way it's gone. That's the way it's gone. I was walking through Clontarf again on the seafront, on the promenade, so it was during the weekend.
Yeah.
Right?
And
there was,
on the promenade.
On the promenade, yeah,
oh
I was.
God.
And just there at where the baths is, it was a great thing to see. There was six owl ones, right?
Right.
If they're listening, I apologise calling the owl ones, but there were six owl ones sitting there.
And were they owl ones now or were they seagulls?
No, these are real owl ones.
Right, okay, just checking.
You wouldn't see a seagull couldn't know how to make himself a sandwich, right? But they had chairs and all, right? And they brought them out, and fair play to them. And they had the chairs set up and the flasks of tea.
Yeah.
And they were eating the old sandwich, and one of them was handing around a packet of chocolate fingers. And I thought, Dave, that is a picnic.
Now you're talking, yeah.
That's a picnic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're walking further up. You get towards Bull Island. It was there they were, Jim. There they were. Eating. I don't know what it was, but I didn't recognise it. It looked like some sort of purple cabbage. And you know what I mean?
It was probably caviar, PJ.
Cabbagier. and you know what I mean? I don't know. I just think the humble picnic is the humble picnic. Eating an old snack on
so
a wall.
So you're saying you've never had, nor I, to be fair, but I don't know. Maybe, Mike, have you got... the proper picnic basket, the one that has the utensils kind of like, you know, they're
deadly oaks.
They're clipped in.
Oh, I'm into that.
And all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And
I'm into that.
You know, champagne glasses.
Yeah, we got
flutes.
We've loads of them.
Don't call us flutes.
Yeah.
Oh,
anyway.
We
got them as gifts, yeah. So we do have
do you have
the
a proper
blanket
picnic?
And the yolk and the
oh my
fast
God,
place
yeah.
and the cooler bag. Yeah.
I've never had one of them.
No,
have you ever had one then?
Oh no, I'd love to though. I'm into that. I'm into snoozy picnic. I'd like a snoozy picnic. Yeah.
So what? You're okay with your sandwiches being cut, say, into small triangles and having cucumber in them.
Yeah.
But you don't want hummus and chickpea.
Get away from me with that crap.
I also think you may be underestimating those L ones, as you call them. How do you know what was in the sandwich?
Yeah.
How do you know what was in the flask?
They might have been sitting there talking to each other going, this is an Iberian ham that I had flown in from... You know what
maybe.
I mean?
And maybe it was a flask of champagne. Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Did they take a sip out of the flask, swill it around to him, spit it out and go, absolutely fantastic.
Absolutely.
But I think I'll have the Cabernet if you don't mind. Yeah.
And there's one at the end. Oh, I don't care what it is. Just put it into me China cup. I'm getting roasted.
Oh, brilliant. I don't know.
Traditional picnics are traditional picnics.
They're gone, are they?
It seems to be they're gone, unfortunately. Now it's just sitting on a wall, eating sushi, looking at a dog. It's outrageous. Sushi's for a restaurant, Jim. I'm not having it.
Yeah, the new Radicals, you get what you give. Here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 18 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout. A lot of interest already in the breakfast table quiz. I think it's the fact that there's a hotel break up for grabs. I think people are desperate to kind of get back out and do it.
People just want to go away from there. Just 20 kilometres out of the way. Yeah. If there was a hotel 21 kilometres from your house to beach,
I'll take it.
Yeah, I know, it's mad. People are dying to get away. Of course they are.
We're on board with So Hotels this week. We'll give you more details a bit later on, but nothing to beat on a Monday. So if you want to let Mike know that you want to play, 087-188-0008. I do have to say, the idea of a hotel environment versus a pub environment.
Yes.
You know, we were talking about this. We've no great desire to kind of go rushing back to the pub.
You couldn't pay me to go.
But I think in a hotel environment, it would kind of, I think it would feel a bit more in control.
Because it's more like what a hotel environment is like anyway, isn't it?
Exactly,
You know, when sitting down and, you know, I don't know. There's something different. I can't really put my finger on why it's different. It just is.
Just bigger.
Bigger, yeah. More space. Yeah, yeah. And you start to clean our toilets and all that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Higher standard. Had a higher calibre of people.
I have nightmares.
I mean, the kind of people who take hummus on a picnic.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
They're the kind of people you want to be hanging out with.
I don't want a picnic with them, but I would share a hotel lobby with them.
Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac here at Classic Hits. 23 minutes to 9. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim, letting us hang out with you on this Monday, 22nd of June. Return of the hotels, of course, as well. They'll be throwing open their doors from next Monday. And we have a fantastic two-night family stay of your choice in any of the 6 So Hotels locations. I'm going to get this out. Your chance to create special moments with a So Hotel staycation.
Yeah, there it is. That's it.
Sohotels.ie. I had to revisit that.
Yeah, I know.
It would have bugged me.
I know. Especially when you said
Sohotels.
Or whatever it was. It's great to see them open. Well, do you know something? It's great. It's great that it depends who you are, doesn't it?
Everything's moving forward, isn't it? Everything's like we've gone from 5 to 4 in terms of phases, haven't we? And even then, that was 4 is now 3 in various whatever. It is. It's all moving a bit fast for me, PJ.
I don't like it, Jim. I don't. I'm starting to freak out. I'm starting to realise, you know, I kind of got used to the sort of grey, apathetic misery of lockdown lifestyle. I got sort of settled into it in a way.
Mm.
And now we're sort of, you know, the world is opening up again. And there's people, you know, in my family and friends and all, they're going, oh, it'd be great. We can go out.
Oh, no, Jim.
And, oh, we're going to be able to go on holidays.
Oh, jeepers.
Yeah. Because just a small while, the world had come round to your way of thinking, hadn't it?
It did.
It had suddenly realised. It had put in place what you had preached for many years.
Yeah.
This idea of stay away from me. Stay in your place. I'll stay in my place.
Yeah.
All of those things.
Just send me a text every so often. You know? And now it's like, I know I'm feeling pressure. To be honest with you, I'm starting to feel pressure. I'm like, oh, jeez, I'm going to have to get my hair cut instead of just shaving it. I got comfortable with shaving it.
Why you don't need to go down that road now? You know what I mean?
I'm feeling pressure. Now the gyms are open, I'm feeling, oh my God, should I be back in there?
Yeah, well, that's,
oh, pressure.
But in fairness, you've been fairly good on the self-discipline and the self-workouts and all that. Self-workouts? Workouts.
That's a different thing.
That's a totally different thing.
I know, but pressure. I feel pressure, I'm telling you. There's people at me. They're annoying me. They're like, you know,
to start doing things again.
Yeah, and emails are starting to come from gyms. Will, looks like we'll be back sooner than later. We're looking forward to seeing you. We assure you, all health precautions. I'm like, oh, James, they're actually making it sound like it's actually healthy to go. I don't know if I like this.
Yeah, I've had those emails.
You know, and then
I'll tell you the other thing that's going to happen is you're going to get a flood, as you say, of those. How long is it since I've seen you? Look, come here, I'll book a table in wherever.
Yeah.
We'll go, we'll have a bite to eat, we'll have a jar.
I know.
Right, we'll catch up.
I know, I have to start lying again.
Now you're going to have to.
Oh, you're joking me.
Yeah.
You're not going to believe it. I'm going to space that day. Oh, that was a terrible excuse. You have to start.
At least you'll be able to do things like, that's the day of my hairdresser. yeah, or whatever.
I have it booked in. You know me and me hair. I have it booked in for months. You know, I can't. I couldn't not go now. I wouldn't want to let the hairdresser down because they wouldn't get someone in.
You can use that sort of stuff,
I suppose. And then I suppose that's it. You just have to say now you have appointments. I have an appointment with my butcher at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know,
they only let one into the shop.
Yeah, he's gone mad that way. He says, yeah, you have to come in and you have to choose your chicken fillet individually in case you get sick. That's what he said. I don't make the rules. I don't make the rules.
Yeah.
You know, I'm meeting Simon Harris personally to give him a thank you card. Yeah, apparently we all have to do it. It's part
it's obligatory.
Of the
we it's
all
obligatory.
Do that, yeah, so I won't be that.
I know, yeah,
that.
But I'm kind of with you, you know. Although, I suppose I don't know where I stand on it. Part of me just wants it, obviously, just like everybody else, you would want it back to original normal. You know what I mean? Like, what a... It's just this
you
idea.
You don't have to think about it at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's this idea of new normal that's freaking me out a bit.
Freaking me out.
Because, like, you know, if the whole thing with the types of queuing and the whole sort of, you know, if all of that is going to stay forever, I'm going to get very grumpy.
Well, if I'm standing outside a shop in the middle of January, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Freezing me arse off with me butcher's appointment running late, you know?
Exactly.
And someone says to
like
me,
the whole spontaneity.
Isn't it great to be back to normal? I'll be going, this isn't normal. Yeah.
Spontaneity, that's what's kind of, you know, that was always great. The idea that you could say to somebody, do you want to nip in for a coffee? There is no nipping
There's
in
no
anymore.
No nipping in, yeah.
Or nip in for a jar. Or, you know, basically nipping in is apparently not a thing anymore.
I know, like if you can't bump into someone, this is the only time you really go into the, you know, if you can't bump into someone and say, oh, I haven't seen you in ages. Come here. Do you have a half an hour? We go for a sneaky one. Yeah, grand. But now it's, oh, I haven't seen you in ages. Tell you what I'll do.
Next Tuesday week.
October. I think your man, there's a Tuesday in October. He has this, there's something going around 5 o'clock. I'll try and get us in for that. You're right, yeah.
So I'd kind of like it to be either all done.
Yeah.
Just like everybody else would. Of course they would. Everybody would like it to have been, just to be go away, you know, to have gone away completely. Or else, like you, I kind of hanker for the time when there was peace and quiet and
I had
my garden back to myself and
all or nothing,
there was nobody invading me from over the wall.
So, yeah, there's only two ways I want it, right? Where it was like where you're not allowed to do anything at all, so you stay at home.
Yeah.
Or where you're allowed to do anything you want, any time you want, and you just lie about it all and you stay at home.
Exactly.
Those are the two things.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
Right, here we go. It is the return of the hotels. The return of the squeal. Return of the hotels, where you could win yourself a fantastic two-night family stay in your choice of any of the 6 Soho Hotel locations across Ireland. Your chance to create special moments with a Soho Hotel staycation. SoHotels.ie. So remember, the places you're choosing from, the likes of the Athlone Springs Hotel, Charleville Park Hotel, Castletroy Park Hotel, you got the Loughrea Hotel and Spa, the Collection Hotel, Castle Oaks Hotel, House Hotel as well. Fantastic choices to be made, PJ.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know. We're back into the hotels. I'll tell you, the breakaway. People are going to go mad for this
loving
week.
Loving it.
Highest score on a Monday sets the tone for the rest of the week, and it's going to be Caroline and Galway having a go. How are you, Caroline?
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad, Caroline. How was your weekend?
I've been working all weekend.
Working? All right. Yeah. Are you allowed to tell us what you do, Caroline?
I'm a nurse.
A nurse?
All right, so front line then.
We're literally on one knee saluting you as we speak, Caroline.
Cheers.
Fair play to you.
She's like, yeah, whatever, lads. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
right. Just, you can forget about the salute. Just give us the hotel break, will you?
Yeah, I'll take that. Thanks
exactly.
very much.
Deadly.
Right, so are you tired today then, Caroline? Yeah?
Well, I just finished work this morning, so
Oh, God, right.
Fair play to you taking
here's
it
Here's me delaying you and nagging you for chat.
Right, listen, Caroline, the good news is no matter what happens, you'll be top of the leaderboard at the end of this. Hopefully it'll be a score that might take you all the way through the week. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, sure.
Very best of luck. Here we go.
Which Andrew Lloyd Webber musical features the song Ava, Beware of the City?
Pass.
Evita, how much is the bullseye worth in darts?
50.
Yeah, in the children's TV show Rainbow, what's the name of the big bear?
Pass.
Bungle, in golf, flag sticks indicate the position of what feature on the course?
The hole.
Yeah, is the Suez Canal a natural waterway or man-made?
Man-made.
What G is the pulling force of the earth?
Gravity.
What do most Americans call the bonnet of a car?
The hood.
In the children's book, what is Paddington's favourite food?
Honey.
Marmalade. In which continent is Malaysia?
Asia.
The William Tell Overture was the music to what TV Western?
Pass.
The Lone Ranger. For which food dressing is mayo an abbreviation?
Mayonnaise.
According to tradition, who led the rats away from Hamelin by playing music?
Pied Piper.
The acronym CAD stands for Computer Aided what?
Design.
It's design.
Ah, right,
no worries,
okay.
No worries, Caroline.
Still, it wasn't bad. It was a decent enough score, I think. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct answers, Caroline.
Not too good.
Oh, God, she's not in the... We're after...
She's a bit tired, PJ.
I don't blame...
Well, that's it. I'm after doing a 12-hour shift.
Exactly. She's a bit tired.
And 8's not a bad score,
not
Caroline. Don't
all.
Be too hard on yourself at all.
You never know how the questions might fall for the rest of the week. Listen, Caroline, thanks for playing. Off to bed with you. Rest well. Thanks a million for having a go.
Okay, thanks.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.